They remember a time when... A time when what? They remember a time when separated lovers pined to death because the post was so slow that melancholy madness set in, and telephones either hadn't been invented yet or else were far too shared and public for anything like phone sex. They remember a time when if they left their house, they were untraceable. They would walk the streets, go to bars. No one knew where they were. Did it matter? They didn't know then. They didn't care less. They remember a time when they had to be honest about where they were, and lying to your partner meant bawling into a call phone in the street or in the basement of the quietest bar in town. They remember a time when reacting to a letter meant getting out a pad and a pen, writing the answer, putting the answer in an envelope, writing the name and address of the person in question on the envelope, sticking the right stamp on the envelope, and then posting it in the nearest postbox or office, by which time any anger had had more than enough time to evaporate, and any lust to go through the roof. They remember a time when watching a porno film together meant either going to one of those unbelievably seedy, in every sense of the term, cinemas that just reeked of semen as soon as you put your nose in the door, so you couldn't do things to each other while watching without the risk of setting off a gangbang of Homeric proportions. Or else heading off to the porn store and trying to figure out what to buy among the variously defined and often mysteriously precise categories, so that if you were timid or a pretty young, fragile thing, you'd probably grab the first video to hand, fork out the absurdly high price, then rush home in embarrassed haste, only to discover that the purchase in question wasn't at all to your taste, and I mean you, plural. A bit like dashing into a food shop with your eyes closed and grabbing the first thing you fumble across, and getting home only to discover that you don't know how to cook it, whatever it is. And when you do your best with all the imagination and experience you can muster, it still comes out as inedible as a 1960s school dinner. And the same thing applied, in fact, when you took the time to look, because the photos and descriptions on the cover never match the contents of the disc, no matter how good that content might be. And if you ever tried to ask for advice from the mustachioed man at the till, he would plead absolute ignorance of what he was selling, as though worried that if you didn't get the vital moment you were after, you'd be back the next day to kick shit, like he was a more honest version of the people who work in most bookshops these days. They remember a time when work took time and had to appear on pieces of paper, which were also like love and hate letters, sent by the post, and so arrived at more or less predictable times of the day and the week, and could only be sent back at similarly precise instants, unless the company in question decided to splash out on a motorcycle courier, all of whom are now as unemployed and unemployable as salesmen in porn video stores. They remember a time when crossing out what you really meant in a letter either implied starting all over again or leaving what you really meant, potentially decipherable beneath your crossings out. They remember a time when listening to a particular song meant going out to a shop full of sarcastic salesmen and off-puttingly I'm cooler than you customers, then rummaging limply through the racks. And when you didn't find what you wanted, you maybe bought something anyway, or maybe didn't, whatever, so long as it wasn't Elton John or 10cc. They remember a time when time seemed quite simply local and not universally different. They remember a time when getting drunk at work was potentially embarrassing because people would be quite literally looking at you, smelling you, judging you. They remember a time when dealing with money meant going to banks and talking to people in suits instead of juggling numbers on the net, back and forth, back and forth. They remember a time when your face would never appear on the screen in front of me or us or whoever, unless you were on some stupid game show or similar on television. They remember a time when space seemed divorced from time. They remember a time when space meant where you were dictated who you touch, shout at, could telephone out of there at most, but nothing more. They remember a time when sincere Russian women wanting to start up a family with a sincere man, no matter how old you are, generally did it with a Russian man who was more or less as sincere as you, of course. But then, who isn't? They remember a time when... A time when what?